You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Craig doesn't have the Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so we appreciate Dane taking the time to join us. He does a podcast out in Minnesota, the Inside Purple and Gold podcast. So if you want to hear more on the matchup from the Minnesota side of things, you can go check that out. Sal, I think it is interesting that the Vikings kind of have to have this dilemma of Josh Allen or Case Keenum, because if it's Josh Allen, it still might not be 100% Josh Allen, but you really will get to see what your team is. If it's Case Keenum, if you win, you probably should have won. If it's Case Keenum and you lose, maybe you're not that good at all.
So I'm going to tell you about an interesting conversation I had that it's going to sound totally unrelated to the game, but I'm going to relate it to the game. Okay.
Okay.
So Christian Benford's in the locker room on Wednesday, and I'm in there, and I just asked him about, you know, defending Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and all that. And then I said, hey, by the way, what's it like playing with that wrap on your hand? And he says to me, you know, he goes, believe it or not, it's actually probably helped me improve my technique, because I have to concentrate more on catching the ball with my fingertips and not my hand. I got to do that. But he said, also, I can't hold, right? I said, when I go to put my hands on someone, I can't grab their jersey. I have to do it. So it's actually helped my technique. So this obstacle, and he's the way he put it, he said, sometimes obstacles get put in front of you and they actually become opportunity to get better. Well, let's relate it to this. Matt, this is a big obstacle for the Bills. But I will say, I think a lot of times you see in sports, and this might be one of those opportunities where if Case Keenum has to play, look, let's lean on the run game a little more. Let's lean on the defense a little more. Let's stop trying to win just because of Josh Allen magic. Because I think this team sometimes has that a little bit. I'm not saying guys go out there and just say, oh, Josh will be fine and we'll win the game. But I think it makes you get a little bit like, hey, I got to step up and do my job here and help out. So I'm going to relate that Christian Benford obstacles create opportunities situation and what he said about his rap to say, I think this is an opportunity for the Bills to say, look, We have to play better defense. We have to run the ball better. We want to win here. It's not all about the quarterback. He's one of these guys, one of our guys. He's one of the team, but we're all part of this team. We need to win together.
You know how I said a few minutes ago that I think the Bills should win every game that they've gone into this year?
Yep.
I'm gonna have a ridiculous take, and I hope that people follow along here.
Okay.
I think from a strictly football standpoint, you would be insane to say the Bills have a better chance with Case Keenum than they have with Josh Allen. Josh Allen's one of the best players in the world. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But even when I think they should win a game, sometimes my gut tells me something different. I don't know why. It's just it happens. And I had the weird gut feeling that they were going to lose to the Jets. I don't know how to explain it. It's just something weird that happened. I think if Case Keenum plays, my gut feeling is going to be that they win a game they're not supposed to. I think my gut will tell me, man, it's a tough one. But this team is so much better when they're the underdog, when they have people who doubt them, when they feel like they've got a chip on their shoulder. They try and manufacture it as much as they can, but it's hard when you're the Super Bowl favorite to be like, nobody's giving us a chance. Everybody's doubting us. You can do it, but it's a lot harder to do it. This week, I don't think they're going to have to stretch it that far. I feel like they live for that. And that's been honestly an adjustment for them. That was an adjustment for them last year. I don't know if they would ever actually say it. We always say it's harder to be the hunter than it is to be the hunted. That's what they had to learn how to do last year. And it took them almost 2.5, 3 months to get there. Now you throw Case Keenum in there. You almost are playing with house money. You're going into the game and you're just like, hey, whatever, screw it. If we win, we win. Great. If we lose, we're 6-3. We don't have our best player. We'll get back. So I really do think that they have a very strong chance of winning this game, regardless of who their quarterback is.
Yeah, I like it. And look, there is opportunity against this Vikings team. Yeah, it's a Vikings team. Yes, they're 7-1. Yes, they're playing really well. They're winning a lot of close games. You know what else, though? They have a leaky secondary. They are bottom 5-6 teams in the league in yards per game against and yards per pass attempt in the passing game. And I think the Bills will have opportunity with Case Keenum. And I also want to throw out there, Matt, that Case Keenum is not your typical, just backup quarterback with that's a conservative game manager, right? Yeah, you might want to have to rein it in a little bit. I get it. Like, he's not going to be scrambling around back there like Josh, and you're not going to be calling designed runs. Case Keenum's going to throw it, though. He is going to sling the ball. That's what he does. That's what he's done in his career. The guy was one of the most prolific college passers of all time when he came out in, 2013, I think it was, maybe. But this guy, Case Keenum, is, a guy that is going to try. Like, look what he did with Stephon Diggs in that game. Him and Stephon Diggs have played together. They know. I have no doubt that they're going to do that. But I also say that I think that, the Bills will have opportunity there. And I think a defensive line has opportunity to get after Kirk Cousins a little bit. Where it does scare me is defending Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and TJ Hawkinson. Now, that's where their money's going to be made. Dalvin Cook, of course, right? James Cook's brother, who, by the way, hasn't had the most spectacular of seasons, but he's still obviously a weapon. But I think, it's Justin Jefferson. If he starts having a day, then you're in a lot of trouble. If you can take away Justin Jefferson, and I think the Bills will do whatever they can to take away their best player, then I think you have a lot of chance for success, but man, he is a beast.
You think Trey plays?
I'm going to sit here and say, I think he does. I think Matt, I was on the field last week before the Jets game, and he was going through a rigorous workout with John Butler and he looked good. But who knows? I mean, the weather's not going to be great. They think, you don't want him to slip, but at what point does he play then? Because you are already giving him a roster spot, right? Like, mm-hmm. They could have activated him and then put him back on IR for 4 more games to eat the roster spot and say, okay, we're not going to lose an Isaiah Hodgins or a Brandon Bryant who they wound up losing. It's been a week and a half now. It's going to be 2 weeks. You're going to eat the roster spot again? At some point, he's going to play. And why not at home, in your environment, on your turf, with your facility, your surroundings, with that crowd? I think I'm going to say he does. I don't know. It's just a guess.
I also think that he's going to play based off of what we saw before the game against the Jets and just kind of the energy and the vibe he had. Right. And the fact that, okay, now you're at home. I don't think he's going to go out there and play 100% of the snaps or anything like that. But I think that it's like, dip your toes in the water and just kind of get you acclimated. I do want to bring up something that's a little bit funny. We can see each other. Obviously, you're listening to this podcast. You can't see us. I don't know if you noticed that I started to laugh a little bit. So Josh Allen tweeted a video. And it's a commercial for Cash App. Now, it was on TV during the Jets game. If you were watching at home, you know what Cash App is?
It's like Venmo, right?
Yeah. It's like the same kind of concept. All of the responses. So, I'm sure that somebody posted this for him on his Twitter account.
It was probably basically like maybe scheduled even.
No. Yeah. Can I Cash App you an elbow? Josh, like this tweet, if you're playing Sunday, please take my elbow. Take my UCL, Josh. I also offer mine. Yo, Josh, can I get some money? Just all of these things about it's so funny. And this is what social media was like for 48 hours, but on the complete opposite end of the spectrum when everybody was like, oh my God, the season is done. Buffalo is cursed. They're never going to win a Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's this fan base is just unreal.
All right. So, let's get into kind of the nuts and bolts of what's going to happen here on Sunday. The Vikings come to town, 7-1 record. And, you know, I know that Adam Thielen even said, like, we're not treating it like the Super Bowl, but it's a big game. Like, they know what's at stake here. This is a measuring stick, as Dane said to you in your interview a little while ago, for their fans, for their fan base, for their organization. Kevin O'Connell, they've done a great job. The Vikings have won a lot of close games. They've won games in the fourth quarter, a lot of them. Their fourth quarter margin of scoring is really through the roof. They've done a great job there. And the Bills blew a lead last week. They were up 14-3. So how do you see this one playing out, Matt? And I guess you can go either way and give us what you think on both with Josh Allen and without Josh Allen.
With Josh Allen, I think that they win, and we'll give scores at the end here. But I think it's a matchup that can be favorable for them, because I think that they can beat you a couple different ways, the Bills. And I just expect them to clean up some of the mistakes that we've seen them make these last couple weeks, whether it's the interceptions on offense, whether it's the lackluster rush defense. I think those things will be a little bit better. I also think that they're going to be a little bit healthier this week, even though that first Wednesday injury report was not super promising. I think there's a little bit of time. It's also a home game. I think they're trending in the right direction injury wise.
Getting Matt Milano back, which looks like it's going to happen, is going to be,
which would be massive, massive. I think that I don't want to undermine the importance of Jordan Poyer, but I think having Matt Milano miss time has been more significant than anybody on that defense. And like we already talked about, I do think that Trey is going to play this week. That's just kind of my gut feeling. And if you get him back, even if he only plays like half of the snaps or a third of the snaps, you still probably feel pretty good with him playing in a lesser role than you would with Christian Benford, Kyrie Elam, Dane Jackson, whoever it happens to be. You get Milano back, maybe you get Poyer back, I think that you're in really good shape. And then with Case Keenum, you just got to simplify the offense, but you don't need to try and reinvent the wheel either.
That's right.
Utilize Nyheim Hines. Utilize short, quick passes that get the ball out of his hands. Let your playmakers make plays, and I think that they're capable of doing that. So I don't think that with Case Keenum, this is like a game where they could go and just blow the doors off of somebody, but I think that the fact that it's at home, they're really, really strong at home. I think Case Keenum will probably make a couple mistakes, but hey, Josh Allen's made a couple mistakes these last couple weeks. And I think that this is a really good opportunity for them to get a win.
I think the Bills defense is going to put together a really good performance. I think, you know, they're hearing and from the outside and the inside about, you know, what happened last week against the run. I think they're going to make a concentrated effort to make sure they stop that. And if you look, actually, the Vikings, it's kind of weird. If you look at their splits, like on the road, they just haven't been as proficient, especially running the ball. You know, Kirk Cousins on the road. I don't know his exact numbers, but I know the overall of the offense, they haven't been as good, and they're going to come to a hostile environment. I think the Bills defense is going to play really well. And I think maybe what I see coming out of this game is we're going to be talking about a workmanlike win for the Bills. Maybe that's the word, right? Like, hey, you know what? The Bills just played a good game. They played solid, and that was a nice win for them. Now, they didn't go crazy. Maybe it's a little closer. I'll say something like, I'm looking maybe 23-20, 23-17, somewhere in there, lower scoring, close game, but never probably feels like the game is not yours, right? I think, so the way I see it, we will probably talk after the game, and I think I'm going to say to you, Matt, I never felt the Bills were in any danger in this game. I think they controlled the game. So that's what I'm going to say. And even, I'm going to say that with or without Josh Allen. I think that's the kind of game we're looking at, because even if Josh Allen plays, I don't think they're going to go crazy throwing the ball. They'll give him, you know, throws that, you know, you have to think about the elbow and things like that. Get rid of the ball quickly. Make sure that he doesn't get hit, like they did in weeks one and week two against the Rams and the Titans when he was getting rid of the ball quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the kind of game we're looking at here.
I also think that it's weird, because if they go into this game with Case Keenum as their quarterback and they win, you almost, no matter what, can give Josh Allen another week off, even if you think that he's probably ready to play, because now you're playing once again with house money. And if you improve to 7-2, you can go into the Browns game just like, well, we beat the Vikings with Case Keenum, so we think we can beat the Browns. But if we don't, not a huge deal. We're still going to be 7-3, and we give Josh that little bit of extra rest. That is the one thing I think that's a bit concerning, and I do not think that they should rush Josh Allen back at all. I think they need to be overly cautious, and they need to try and rein him in, because Josh is going to try and play. whether he should or he shouldn't. Then you have
4 days only until the next game after that. So you might, if that's the case, you're probably looking at not getting him back until the New England game, which is on December 1st.
Well, unless he sits and he was close to playing in the game against Cleveland, and then you could say like, okay, we're going to give you these extra 5, 6, 7 days, and then you're going to go play on Thanksgiving or whatever it is. But it doesn't matter. Get him back healthy. Heck, if he's got to miss 3 games, even if you lose the 3 games, you're 6-5. You could still go on a nice little run at the end of the season when you get Josh Allen back, make the playoffs. None of this now with the Josh Allen injury. If he has to miss a couple of games, I know the goal going into the season was the 1 seed and was home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. That might have to change, but the bigger goal should still be just get to the playoffs. Because if you get to the playoffs with Josh Allen as your quarterback, you've still got a chance to go win a Super Bowl. Think about the last couple of years. If the 1 seed does not win the Super Bowl all the time, quite frankly, it often is the lower seeds that end up winning the Super Bowl. So, I mean, like the Rams last year stunk in their division and then they went and they won the Super Bowl. So yeah, it might not be the perfect outlook of a season at the end. They might still be okay.
The Bills were 7-6 at one point last year. They were in second place in December at 7-6. They still wound up winning the division. And of course, having every opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. All right, one last thing before we head on out of here. Did you see the weather on Sunday? It's not good.
I did.
But it's improving a little bit. But here's what's crazy. This Sunday, when I'm looking at my weather app right now, weather.com, right? But you know, go to WKBW TV. Matt works with weather people there.
Thank you. I appreciate the plug there.
Yeah, you're welcome. But I'm looking at my weather.com app, and what it's showing is this Sunday, 39 degrees for a high, snow in the morning, tapering off. So probably mostly cloudy than anything else. Next Sunday, 39 degrees for a high, snow in the morning. And then we are looking at maybe back-to-back exact same carbon copy games, which is 39, 40 degrees, some snow, and wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. Not the best. That's Buffalo.
I would be more concerned if I was on the field like you are. The press box will be a climate-controlled 72 degrees. There will be a nice meal served before the game, and there will be a nice meal served at halftime. So I am going to I'll do my best to stay warm. I will say, though, I do very much miss the one thing about the press box. Very quiet in the press box, like eerily quiet, because it is made to be soundproof. So when the Bills score a touchdown and there's a massive roar that you would hear out in the bowl, you don't really hear that in the press box. It's a weird thing to get used to when you are used to being down in the action. I mean, you're on the field. I shot games for a long time. There is nothing quite like the energy that you get on the sideline of an NFL game. It is so cool. I wish I could bottle it up and just like give it to people, because it's such an awesome experience. That being said, when it's late November and December and it gets a little bit colder, the press box isn't too bad of a place to be hanging out.
All right, let's thank our guest. You can say his name again.
Can I Google it again? Let me bring it up again on my Twitter. So I don't want to get it wrong. Mizutani.
Mizutani.
Dane
Mizutani.
Dane Mizutani.
Thank you very much.
Sick last name, by the way.
The Dane Mizutani. Thank you to our producer, Lucas Buckley. He's always doing a great job. Gets everything up real quick when we send it to him. And Luke's doing a really good job. So thanks to you, Luke. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing and being a part of us here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. All right, Matt, are you going to be at the stadium on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be at the stadium on Sunday. No scooter. We've graduated from the scooter. We're at a walking boot now. Removable walking boot.
You got a limp?
No, actually. Okay. I don't. I haven't been. Hopefully the doctor who has to sign off that everything went well isn't listening to this. If he is, like and subscribe. But I haven't been using the walking boot as probably as much as I should. I've been walking around the house without it, and it's been really nice. So, you know, I'm getting closer.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening, downloading, and subscribing. Throw us a nice rating, review, and all that neat jazz. You can listen wherever you pod. It's always game day in Buffalo.